around the clock. We're part of the world domination project.
Yeah.
But what's the also thing? It's also highly productive. The environment is a highly productive environment. It's fun to be part of it, right? And that's completely different to the other...
And not get dragged down.
So to restate the problem, how can I bring the benefits of open source to my particular problem? Or how can I make my data set, if you really want to? That support there is a little bit up and down. It's getting there, getting better all the time. And things like their ASP.NET, which is their equivalent to PHP. Their ADO.NET, which is their database abstraction layer. They're also all that sort of stuff. So you can use the standard sort of interface there and use free software at the back end. You don't have to go to SQL Server or silly things like that. Your user interface widgets on the fly and display those. Now, Glade's getting a little bit long in the tooth, and there are a number of other initiatives out there to provide a better tool for doing that. And one of them is called Static, which is what the Mono project's doing. Something that's really interesting, though, is that at work we were using a similar technology to Glade. Not Glade, but something very similar. Same sort of thing, XML. You delete your previous objects and you just give the new widgets instead. So you can do all sorts of things like, you know, self-modifying code and doing very strange things. But it gives you lots of flexibility. The other thing I'm going to get to in a moment is that having a C-sharp and Java and Boo and all this sort of stuff is great, but what's it like when you develop a prototype saver for me? And again, test reuse. If I was able to do some testing on the back end, to be able to push that test reuse going forward, not just code reuse, that's also a real big benefit. So of course you're going to say, okay, Michael, stop talking and show me some code. So got a little bit, my employer is away from it, and there's a URL, these slides will be available later. What's a chimera? It's a multi-headed mythical creature, which is sort of quite appropriate, you know, buzzword compliant. Having a data-driven user interface is really quite cool right at the moment, so I get a tick in that box. And it's also a new frontier of development. You know, we're right on the bleeding edge. IKVM's moving all the time, Boo's moving all the time. Mono, if you track Mono, man, what's the benefits? What's the benefits of this approach? I get to use lots of open source software. I can be lazy. I don't have to cut a whole lot of code to get a demo up working nicely. It all gets installed, so it's really easy to install. You can keep away from that stuff. You know, you can use the Windows.form stuff, and there are other caveats still with that because that's still maturing as a code base. But so you can either go use the existing stuff that's going to be on your Windows machine, or you can go to the... That was me in there, by the way. That's right. All right, people who have been contributing to open source without telling the company. A lot of people got into trouble over that. So I haven't really got any easy answers on that one. It's a tough one. You basically got to say, look, it's not your business. You know, you look through all of the ESR stuff. Yeah. I don't really have any easy answers to that. It has to be a case-by-case basis. It's doing the right thing, but I think it's got to the point now where there's no reason why you can't use Mono for real deployments. Yep. Right. So if you look at Java, okay, the Java runtime is meant for the Java language. And there are other languages available, but they're really second-class citizens. In the .NET world, C#, so there's sort of those two categories, but it's coming along. There's all the time, there's people working to fill in all the gaps. So essentially, yeah, if you're looking at the main part of the language, then you're pretty safe. As long as you stay in the middle of the language, you're pretty safe. Getting to the point where I think it is starting to be ready.